This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. وبعد، أحبتي في الله، يقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ويقول عز من قائل: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فالحمد لله، الحمد لله على نعمه، الحمد لله الذي يصرف الليالي والأيام، الحمد لله خلق الشهور والأعوام وأرسل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة للأنام، وأصلي وأسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه السادات الأعلام. أحبتي في الله، My dear brothers and sisters, today is the second day of the year 1439 of the Hijrah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. This occasion comes around and it's a great reminder. Now I know some of us want to celebrate, but and others say, you know, there's nothing to celebrate. We're really going through a lot of turmoils as an ummah, division, loss, suffering, you know. But we should really ponder and reflect upon this occasion. And just a quick, short, very short summarized history lesson. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's da'wah, from the day he received, from the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to him, iqra, read, until the year or the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to be with Allah, and he said, bal ar-rafiq al-a'la, I rather be with the highest of companions. 23 years. Prior to that, the Prophet ﷺ was doing soul searching, or he was looking for meaning and answer. And of course, he knew who created him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was praying to Allah azza wa jal. And then finally, he had a vision, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him the vision. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him realize who he is. And he told him, you're the messenger of God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, iqra, recite, read. And for maybe a couple of weeks, the Prophet ﷺ was processing that and sharing that with the closest members of his circle. And until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then finally Allah azza wa jal sent him, within that period of time, sent him, ya ayyuhal muddathir. So Allah said to him, iqra, read. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, ya ayyuhal muddathir, O one who's covered, enveloped in his own garment, qum fa'anthir, get up and warn. And ever since that day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never sat down, metaphorically speaking. He physically sat down, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in terms of he assumed this mission and this task, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not sit. Not only did he not sit or relax, the Prophet did that, but nothing for an extended period. Da'wah was always on his mind. His mission was always on his mind. He never forgot who he is. He did not give up. He did not forget who he is. Once he realized who he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But not only that, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he finished any task, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? فإذا فرغت فانصب. Get up. Continue to pray. Continue to refuel spiritually. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was determined, and he did sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach every household in Mecca. Some accepted and many rejected. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go beyond the city of Mecca because his message is universal. It's not only for Quraysh. Islam is not only for one tribe or one clan or one race or one ethnicity. Right? For those of us who think, you know, it just belongs to me and my group or people who look like me or sound like me. It's a universal message. It has to reach. If you're done with your people, with your surrounding, then you need to go beyond that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the city of Taif. And it didn't work out there. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now is sharing the message with whoever. Mecca was Mecca. And everybody comes to Mecca. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going out meeting people from different tribes, presenting the message to them. Finally, the people of Yathrib seize the opportunity. Very smart, very intelligent visionaries. 12 of them made a decision that not only did it alter or change their lives, but the lives of their children and the future of their city and the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the honor. And that is their legacy, the legacy of the 12 Nuqaba, radiallahu anhum wa ardahum. And they accepted the message. And then the following year they come and the number is quadrupled. And then the rest is history, as they say. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now ready to move on beyond the city of Mecca. Now the capital is Medina, or Yathrib. And it became Medina once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes that extraordinary journey. One of the greatest events in our history. It should be dissected, it should be taught, it should be analyzed, it should be studied. It should be pondered upon. Extraordinary journey that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And I'm not only talking about the details. The details are amazing. I'm talking about the whole concept. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to give up his birthplace, Mecca, the most sacred of all cities. He had to give up that. Give up the property. Separate from many family members. But he had to move on. Because the da'wah needs him. Islam needs him. The future of humanity is at risk. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moves on to the city of Medina along with Abu Bakr. And during the journey, it's just amazing lessons that you can read about. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches Medina. Now, years later, during the time of the second Khalifa, Umar radiallahu anhu, up until that point, Muslims did not have a calendar. They used to use various events. Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. Right? Am al Ramada, you know, the year of Badr, this, that, different. But now, with the expansion of the state and this evolution and the Muslim state going into the second, to the next level and becoming a great civilization, we need a calendar. So Umar radiallahu anhu summoned the companions, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, and Abu Bakr before that, and the rest of the Sahaba. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, they all did this. Consulted their constituents and asked for opinion. They didn't say, I know better. My vision is better than anyone's vision. Just follow whatever I say. If you don't, then... This wasn't prophetic. The Messenger of Allah, who had an open line of communication with the heaven, whom if he wanted to consult, he could have just said, Jibreel, what do you think? But no, he used to engage his companions, his constituents, his companions, the members of the community, those, because it's their lives, their future, their fate. They need to be involved. They need to know why. You need their buy-in. So Umar radiallahu anhu brings the Sahaba, what do you think? Different ideas come. The Roman calendar, the Persian calendar, and they're discussing it. And then they said, no, how about something from our own history? How about the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first received the message? The year the Prophet... Different ideas. Then finally somebody suggests, how about the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Umar says, hijrah. That is the event where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqq and batil were separated. That's the event. That was the greatest turning point. So, and that is the beginning of a Muslim community. That's when we finally had our own territory, and our own message, and our own place, and our own entity. Yes, let that be the beginning of the Islamic calendar. And then they had to begin from the month of Muharram. And again, the lunar year did not have a particular month with which it begins. You know, they also debated that. Should we start with Ramadan? Should we start with Rabi'ul Awwal? And then they chose Muharram because it comes right after Hajj. Right after Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's during Hajj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, the completion of your deen. So they chose Al-Muharram, the sacred month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be the beginning of the year. This is the history of this. So every time this month comes, right, it's a reminder of what took place in that amazing first year, during that amazing journey. And there are a lot of lessons to be learned here. But if I may, real quick, you know, experts say that there are 8 essential elements for success. If you want to be successful in anything you do, your studies, your work, your career, anything, there are 8 essential elements. Vision. Vision is not enough, though. Action, number 2. Number 3, passion. Number 4, discipline. Number 5, determination. Because all of these things are not enough if you're not willing to endure and get through the challenges, because life is going to challenge you. So even if you want to succeed in life, right? Determination. Next, so we said vision, action, passion, discipline, determination. And you need support. You need people to support you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously teaches us that, and he had the support of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you need to have character, integrity, and humility. I'll leave the last two, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the best of character. I just want to comment on the first 6. The vision was set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was clear as to what the vision is. From the day Allah said to him, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. It's in the name of your Lord. Hold on to that. Brothers and sisters, those of us who get confused, one of the reasons we get confused and one of the painful realities of our time, people lose their faith and they lose their iman, they lose focus because they're not reading in the name of their Lord. Read in the name of your Lord. When you read in the name of your Lord. Ponder, reflect, look through the eyes of someone who is guided by divine message. If you give up that, if you're not looking through, if you're not analyzing everything around you, reading everything through the eyes of someone that believes in Allah, the Almighty, believes in the ultimate, absolute truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His existence. If you're not certain about that, of course you're going to be confused. Of course you're going to get lost. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and it doesn't stop there. That vision has to lead you to Akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. As for the one who believes in the meeting of his Lord. So you know you have a God that created you and created you for a lofty purpose, for a reason. And you know that you're going to go back to Him. If that's not part of your vision as a Muslim, you're going to get lost. Number 2, action. Our religion, if there is any religion in the world that is based upon and founded upon action, is Islam. As I said, Allah said to the Prophet ﷺ, اقرأ. Soon after that said, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Get up and warn. And soon after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرَغَبْ. It's a religion of action. So, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hijrah, that's what he did. That's what he did. He took action, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The idea of passivity and inaction. Inaction is not an option, not for a Muslim, not for someone who has a universal mission. The world needs us, or needs what we have. So we either take it, practice it, and act upon it, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace us, bring someone else that is willing to do that. Number three, passion. The Prophet ﷺ loved this message of his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had passion for it. The Prophet ﷺ was not looking for dunya. You know, he could have thought to himself, you know, wait a minute. Quraysh offered me the opportunity to take over, rule them, and maybe I can change things gradually. But it was at the expense of giving up the message in the beginning, or the essence of the message. Give up the essence of the message. And the Prophet ﷺ refused. I can't make that kind of compromise. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to his uncle, I will not abandon this. Oh, they're asking you for one word. They're just asking you for one simple change. But that is the essence of the message. I can't change it. Not only that, not only can the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not change the essence of the message, the Prophet could not change one word, one ayah. I'm not going to do that. I can't make that compromise. It's not even a compromise. Right? He had to deliver. بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. Deliver what was sent to you from your Lord, and if you don't, if you fail, even in delivering one ayah, then you have not fulfilled your mission. So the Prophet ﷺ said to his uncle at some point, he said, uncle, I will not stop this. حَتَّى تَنْقَطِعَ هَذِهِ السَّالِفَةَ. He said, even if that leads to this neck being severed, I'm going to go with this all the way, right? Passion. And the discipline of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not be more apparent than the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The planning, the execution of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did everything possible, everything within his capacity sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Determination. If you're not determined, if you're not willing to go through anything to reach your goal, if you're not willing to sacrifice, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was willing to give up Mecca, family, in order for him to fulfill the mission. So this is a great and very powerful lesson for all of us. Those of us who we're working with Islam, as long as things are very convenient and things are working out for us, and Islam is like, you know, we're comfortable and we're gaining. But the minute we're told that you may have to sacrifice or experience some kind of discomfort or get out of your comfort zone or suffer or give up something, it won't work like that. It will not work. I can tell you that. It won't work. Sooner or later. And if you lose it, then you lose everything. Right? Mecca, the Prophet ﷺ, that little conversation he had with Mecca is telling of the emotional state he was in, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it wasn't that your people forced me out of you, I would have not left. But he had to. Right? So you have to be willing to sacrifice and give up. And then finally, support. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source, the ultimate source of support, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that in the Quran. And I want you just to remember this. For those of us who, whenever we go through any hardship or difficulty, and again, look at the order. You have to be willing to sacrifice and then wait with hope for relief and victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal will surely send you victory. If you fulfill what I said, you know, the elements that we mentioned, Allah will surely give you victory. And the victory for the believer is in one of two things. One or both. Victory in this life. You succeed in your mission, you fulfill your destiny, or you're with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a better place. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a hijrah. Quraysh had a plan to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came up with a very clear They surrounded his house. He was besieged. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that you will be victorious. So what does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He's determined and he knows that Allah will support him. He walks right through that circle of people who were standing there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam plans and he executes and he sacrifices and he's determined. And he's in the cave. What happens? Quraysh tracks him. They come all the way to the cave. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the second time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinds them and they can't see him. Abu Bakr was so nervous. And there is no doubt that it was Abu Bakr with him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded that in the Quran. Ya Rasulullah, if any one of them was to look down, they will see us. And if you go to, if that is indeed the actual cave, if you go to that cave right now in Mecca, you will see that no matter where you stand around that cave, you will be able to see everything inside of it. But they were not able to see him or see Abu Bakr. And the Prophet ﷺ responded to Abu Bakr by saying, Ya Abu Bakr, ma dhannuka bithnain, Allahu thalithuhuma. What do you think? Allah is with us. And Allah records that in the Quran for us. For those of us who might doubt, you know, the story in the seerah books, right? It's in the Quran to be recited until the end of time. Illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah. If you do not give him victory and support him, O Muslims, he doesn't really need you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already. There is already record of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give him victory. Allah has already given him victory. فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ. When those who disbelieved drove him along with his companion. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ. He said to his companion, don't worry. Don't worry, don't grieve. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us. Very similar to what Moses said when Pharaoh caught up with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the story of the previous prophets for him to embody that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Moses, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. We're taken. What did Musa say? كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Abraham. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Jesus. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Nuh. It's a fulfillment of Allah's promise in the Quran for those of us who are not familiar with the promises of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. Indeed, we give victory to our messengers. And some people might say, yeah, of course, we believe in victory to the messengers. But us, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those who believe and follow their path and are willing to follow their path no matter what it takes. And someone might say, of course Allah will give us victory, but that's in Akhirah. No, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In this life, وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. And on the day of resurrection. So we have to maintain hope and we should be willing to sacrifice. And we should maintain our vision. And ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Our brothers in between Myanmar and Bangladesh, the Rohingyas, or the Burmese Muslims, as I came to know them 40 years ago, right? And by the way, this tragic story of the Rohingyas goes back decades. Those of us who think, oh, it's just 4 years, no, right? I remember as a young boy, you know, going to their refugee camps and where I grew up, right, to help. This story is old, chopping off heads and killing children and all that. This is old. And it's very unfortunate that if this was happening to any other religious group, if they were not Muslim, this would have not been going for this long. For sure, I have no doubt about that. But unfortunately, they know the world is not gonna care, right? They can do whatever, and they know that the Muslims are divided, and that most regimes don't care. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Sooner or later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring justice to them or to those who are perpetrating or committing these atrocities. In the meanwhile, while they're going through their test, we have our test. What are we going to do? There was an opportunity. Some of us who went and attended the event, we have not fully recovered. And we should not recover, to be honest with you. Right? If you want my honest, for those who were there at the event last week and heard or saw some, you know, some of us go like, oh, I don't want to watch these things, I don't want to know about it. Maybe we shouldn't recover. Maybe there is a reason why everything is recorded now in digital format and it's not going anywhere. So for those of us who have been pretending like these things are not happening, maybe it's just a wake-up call for all of us to stay engaged and to realize that there are causes greater than our own little, you know, concerns and something bigger than us that we should be part of. One of the shuyukh that went there from South Africa was telling us that he's been to many refugee camps, various people. Him and his volunteers, when they went back to their home country, they had, for the first time, they had to get counseling and therapy for the psychological and emotional trauma as helpers, they said. They said, we have not seen anything like this. Nothing like this. These are the refugees. We're not even talking about people who are inside Myanmar. We're talking about people who made it outside Myanmar. People who are outside. What they have told them, their conditions, their current conditions, are horrific. So, upon hearing this last week, I made a pledge on behalf of my community, on your behalf. And I'm going to, inshallah ta'ala, fulfill this by the help of Allah Azza wa Jal and with your help, bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal. No matter what it takes, how long it takes me, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So I pledged on your behalf $20,000, inshallah, on behalf of this congregation, of this community. So inshallah, after the salah, please join me and the rest of us, those of us. So IOC, inshallah, is writing or is in the process of writing a check to Islamic Relief for to deliver aid to the refugees who made it, who are right now currently in some of these safe zones, inshallah, azza wa jal. So they're doing their work, they're reaching out to them, inshallah. All we have to do while we're sitting here is just write a check or put some cash in an envelope and dedicate it for them, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal. So perhaps this can be something that we can do in addition to the dua. So in addition to the dua, we should be able to help in any capacity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept any of our contributions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and rectify our affairs. And may this be a blessed year for all of you. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the members of his household and his companions. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika al-nabi al-ummi wa ala alihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim. وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن أصحابه ساداتنا أصحابه والخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل معصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. اللهم ردنا والمسلمين إليك ردا جميلا. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت. اللهم إنا ندعو بك في نحور الظالمين ونعيذ المسلمين بك من شرورهم. اللهم أغث إخواننا الروهنجا. اللهم أغثهم كلهم ولا تكن عليهم. أمكر لهم ولا تمكر بهم. واجعل الدائرة على من بغى عليهم. اللهم عليك بمن بغى عليهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. ندرأ بك في نحورهم ونعيذ المسلمين بك من شرورهم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على